Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
In our markets conversation, you might have heard that the markets have come to a sense of slight optimism on the back of the renewed discussions regarding trade, specifically from the US and key trading partners like the UK, China, and members of the Middle East. South Africa, though, remains a key trading partner to the United States. The U.S. plays a critical role in terms of facilitating trade, not only with South Africa, but across the continent with the AGOA plan. That's the Africa Growth Opportunity Act, which facilitates and allows trade to take place between these two regions. Next week, our very own President Cyril Ramaphosa, together with the delegation and special trade envoy, will be making their way to Washington, D.C. to engage the White House on the Liberation Day tariffs that were proposed by the United States and working out favorable terms and conditions, given the fact that we have agricultural goods, mineral resources, and even services businesses that interchange between the U.S. and South Africa. To contextualize where we are now and a preview to the president's visit, what might be discussed, what should be on the agenda, what potential favorable outcomes might look like, we're joined by two guests who are going to give us their perspectives. On the first aspect, we'll focus largely on agriculture. Thabile Nkunjana, Senior Economist for Trade Research Market Units and Economic Research Division at the National Agricultural Marketing Council, will join us to give us more details there. And also understanding the negotiations in terms of the tariffs themselves, what this does mean in terms of the economic and perhaps financial implications for the country. We're joined by Feroz Barsa, Head of Global Emerging Markets at Sanlam Investments. Thank you so much to the both of you for joining us. And perhaps I'd like to start with yourself, Thabile, just to understand the practicalities, especially when it comes to agriculture and the influence that this will play in the conversations that will happen next week. Thabile, great to have you, and welcome to the show.
Good evening to you, Gugu, and always a pleasure having you on the show.
Excited to speak to you. I believe about a month ago when we touched base on the Liberation Day tariffs, we focused largely on the influence that this would have on the agricultural space, more specifically the citrus producers in South Africa who had just gone into a time of harvest and looking to trade and send off goods to the United States. But this opportunity to engage with our peers in the U.S., how critical is it for the agricultural industry in South Africa?
Google it's such a critical point at this stage. You know, remember, this has been boiling, and especially after President Zelensky went to visit the White House. You know, a lot of us saw what happened there, transpired, and then a lot of questions were asked in terms of what would be the case given that South Africa is almost worse, you know, standing with the U.S. compared to Ukraine. But now, eventually, the president is going to the U.S. and the opportunity, you know, to present a the case for the country as to what is happening, because basically President Trump has been referring to bad things happening, and you know, some of his, you know, administration members are really on Twitter, you know, pushing, you know, agenda that he is alluding to. So now this presents quite a bridge, you know, quite a big step for the president to climb into. But we're hoping for the best, because as you mentioned, you know, the sector of the surrounding agricultural sector is the biggest beneficiary in terms of the U.S. market from Africa. So we are really pushing for the positive results, but it's going to be up to the president in terms
buying his story. The U.S. is an important trading partner, but so is the East. Thabile, how critical is it for us to walk the tightrope in terms of maintaining positive trade relations with both these peers and even many more partners across the globe, especially just to ensure that South Africa has a robust trading environment?
Yeah, you know, the reality, Gugu, is that in recent times, you know, we have seen that South Africa is heading to a difficult period, and this was you know, shown by, you know, the first of the Russia Ukraine situation, when South Africa was sort of assumed to be taking certain sides and all that, and then as a result the Israel one again, and that led to a lot of fears about trade, which some agricultural products that South Africa export to Israel there were risks in terms of those particular the grapes that we had to lose to that market. So the topic of us now having to diversify our market, it came up quite a lot, and that was behind the fact that there are fears. And now, given the US and making sure that we maintain our trading partners, because for instance, for the agricultural sector, the EU, for instance, the second biggest market for South Africa and over a long term. But of course, now we are seeing other markets coming through the Asia and Middle East combined. They are coming up. But the US, we just cannot overlook that market for the reality, because the fact that it's such a big market. And yeah, that, of course, you have to look into the market dynamics within it. The EU, for instance, you know, they have a declining labor. That's a declining population and an aging population. That in the long term, it does have implication for a trading partner. And of course, now the issue in terms of balancing this, the EU itself is having some bit of issues with the Americas. South Africa now has individually, you know, problem that is it has to address at the personal level, if I mean to refer to a personal level. But again, it has to make sure that it does not dent the relationship it has with the Middle East guys on Asia, the Oceania fellows, and of course the EU. But now the reality is, how does the president try to balance this at a trading level at least? But we are really fairly, you know, trading big within the African continent, but markets are important to understand everything around them, the risk around it, you know, how is it expanding it, and the products that are going into it. As a result, there are certain products, citrus being one of those we've mentioned, that we have a large quantity that does go to the US, around a billion of those, you know, that's a lot of money, and you can't just simply diversify that to a different market. So it's quite a complex situation. But as far as our products is concerned, for now, we remain fairly, you know, diverse, but we really need to work more on that.
Definitely. I'm quite keen to see how this does turn around, and maybe for the numbers and a conversation on details of the trade talks. We joined now by Feroz Barsa, Head of Global Emerging Markets at Sanlam Investments. Feroz, so good to touch base with you again. The last time we spoke at the beginning of April, sheesh, we were concerned because of this the Liberation Day tariffs and the concerns that were raised. But we have quite a feat and task ahead of us next week as the president makes his way to Washington with the trade envoy. Help us understand, when it comes to the numbers and agreement that needs to be put in place, specifically focused on the tariffs and the calculations or even views of making them more reciprocal, what are your views and thoughts as to how this needs to be tackled by the South African delegation?
Yes, good evening, Gugu. I think, you know, South Africa is not going in with a clean slate there. You know, we have the issue with our ties to Russia and China. We have this issue around Afrikaners now immigrating because they're being persecuted on farms. There's so many issues geopolitically. I think what Cyril Ramaphosa has done very well in the past is he's actually emphasized South Africa's neutrality quite nicely. He's very well articulated in that. And, you know, peaceful diplomacy and South Africa's independent foreign policy. So I think, you know, he first needs to smooth over all of those issues before he actually even gets into the numbers. Critically, like you said, AGOA is critical for us, especially, you know, we talk a lot about agriculture, because close to 80% of our agricultural products are operating under those preferential agreements. But also things like transport equipment, chemicals and related, all those also form under those the preferential rates. And that AGOA treatment is coming up for renewal or cancellation or whatever yes. is going to happen in 2025. So I mean, before we even get to the tariffs that's been slapped on countries globally, we first need to sort out all of these issues. But I think on the geopolitical side, on you know, neutrality and diplomacy, I think our president will do a good job on that. The difficulty comes in, you know, the president, as you can see, President Trump is very transactional. You look at what he's done in the Middle East.
Yes.
He's been to Saudi Arabia, Qatar. You know, Qatar is buying over 100 jumbo jets from them. There's trillions of dollars of deals being negotiated in the Middle East. So it's a very transactional place. So what does the South African government actually go there with in terms of satisfying that transactional nature and smoothing over geopolitics? Mm. So I think, you know, we do have the metals and minerals, yes, and the agriculture. So we need to use that in a way that comes over as transactional, because otherwise we'll be on the back foot.
I am so intrigued to see how we capitalize on that, right? Especially when it comes to our minerals and natural resources. Feroz, I'm also quite keen to understand, you know, in terms of sentiment, we know that the market does tend to react following the announcement regarding the US and China improving their relations, even the UK and his trip now to the Middle East. Fixed income spaces, currencies, and even equities of certain companies do respond. Are you, I guess, anticipating any level of anxiety or movement from the markets, depending on how the talks go between South Africa and the US specifically?
I think it's a good question. You know, South Africa's markets have stabilized from the bottom. We've actually come up quite nicely. You know, if there is some negativity that comes through there, I think it will feed into the rand, the first thing. And when it does feed into the rand, obviously it has impact on the markets. But the market's very jittery at this point in time. I'm just looking at, you know, companies reporting, and even a slight miss in company earnings, you know, companies are being punished. So, you know, I would anticipate if things don't go as planned at these meetings and we start seeing negative headlines coming out about South Africa, about geopolitics, about all of these things that surround it, it means that everything hasn't gone well, and I think the rand would react, and so with the South African stock market.
I'm keen, I guess, a question to the both of you, just to ensure that we you know, have something to look forward to as South Africans and perhaps can view the conversations with a more critical eye, but also an optimistic view. Thabile, perhaps I can come back to you here just to respond and share your feedback as to what the most favorable outcome of our trade talks with the US could look like next week. Your thoughts, Thabile?
All right. Thanks, Gugu. You know, from where I'm standing now and analyzing a lot of things that are happening, the reality is that I feel like US is going to probably ask for some reciprocal trade. By that, I mean by specific products that they're going to say, look, given the situation, because as much as President Ramaphosa is there to polish out political issues, that has implication for the trade, and the US does want the market that is in South Africa. South Africa is a big market and it's reliable in a number of ways. So the chances are we're going to have to sort of look at what we can allow US to send to us. And of course, chances are we cannot lose that AGOA, that of course that is still to be discussed at a later stage in this year. But I'm thinking that we really need to look in terms of how can we balance, because it looks like President Trump does want his reciprocal needs, as much as though the deficit between his current presidency and President Joe Biden, it has increased currently for his term as compared to President Biden. So now one question is whether the stance that he's taking, is it, or is it having the negative impact into it?
Mm-hmm. Feroz, from your perspective, what would positive, favorable outcomes look like for South Africa next week?
You know, I agree that AGOA, I don't even think it's going to come up now. So we're not going to have finality on AGOA. You know, that's a, excuse the pun, that's a trump card for the US. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think we need to smooth over the geopolitics. And we actually need to, because it's a transactional country now, we need to come up with plans to say, well, actually, we're going to be buying more of XYZ, and there won't be any duties or whatever the case may be on that. And we need to get the overall tariff on South Africa lowered. Look, the effective tariff rate, if you take out the exclusions, mm-hmm, was around 17.5%. we need to get that below closer to 10%. If we do, that will be a very positive outcome.
Got you. We'll be looking out for these numbers next week. Closer to 10% would be a very positive outcome for South Africa. Gentlemen, thank you so much for your time this evening. Truly appreciate it. And of course, the insight you've shared with us. And looking forward to seeing how these conversations do develop next week. Thank you again for your feedback.
Thanks, Google. Cheers.
Thank you. That was Thabile Nkunjana, Senior Economist for Trade Research Unit Markets and Economic Research Division at the National Agricultural Marketing Council, and also followed by Feroz Barsa, Head of Global Emerging Markets at Sanlam Investments, helping us unpack the tariff negotiations focus. It's a conversation that we'll continue to maintain and, of course, review next week following the meetings and visits that will take place at Washington, D.C. There's a lot at stake. Make sure that you keep up with the updates, and we'll be sure to give you some feedback.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.